but not defeated. Cast down, but not destroyed. There are times I don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointment. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends say, let me down, but I still believe it's turning around for me. Around for me, around for me, around for me, it's turning around.
Just say it into the atmosphere.
Around for me. Around for me.
It's turning around.
Turning around for me.
Cause I can see the breaking.
I can see the breaking of day.
God is.
God is making a way. Change is coming for me.
If I stay strong.
No,
I know he's working in
love,
and it's turning around.
This is the good news.
And it won't always be like this. He will perfect that concern. And sooner or later, it'll turn in my favor.
Sooner or later, turn in my favor.
It's turning around.
Oh,
the son of man.
Man of God, you must have yourself on mute. We can't hear you.
Oh, man, I'm sorry, Pastor. I'm over here just talking. Good God Almighty.
There you go. There you go. The prophet's closet.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. I'm sorry. Man, I'm just over here talking. Glory. Amen. Forgive me, y'all. I just been rambling and talking and introducing myself. And for those who don't know me, hey, this is Prophet Dwayne Woods. I love that song by Bashan Mitchell that Pastor E just got through playing. And I was just saying that for those who missed Monday's Let's Talk Jesus, you missed a wonderful segment. And he talked about belief. You know, believe. I mean, if you would just believe that God can do it, guess what? He can do it for you. He said in his word that he can do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can imagine or think. I need you right now to believe that I'm more than a conqueror. I need about five of you just to lift your hands up and say, I am more than a conqueror. And for those who said that, I need about five more of you to say that I am an overcomer. You know, we're overcomer by the blood of the Lamb. And then if I got five of you to say that, I need about another six of you just to say that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And so that's a total of what, 16 people that I got right now that just already shifted your mindset. And I believe that's what I want to talk about that a little bit, just a little bit, before I go into the word. I want you to shift your mindset. Did you fail before? I'm pretty sure you have. Did you not achieve your goal? I'm pretty sure you have. But I need you to shift your mindset to now believe. Regardless of if I failed in that situation right there, regardless if the things did not go well with me concerning that, I'm still an overcomer. I'm still more than a conqueror.
Amen, somebody. I need you to shift your mind right now, please. Please, I need to shift your mindset right now. I need you to take a moment and just say, I can do it. If you're an entrepreneur and some things have gotten stuck together, I need you to shift your mindset to say, I can do this. That's what I need you to do today. I need people on the line. I need you to shift your mindset. Okay, you failed yesterday, but today is a new day. Okay, you failed last month, but today is a new day. Amen. And the more you continue to seek the Father, he said he's a rewarder of them who, what? Diligently seek me. I need you to seek him in this very second right now. I need you to seek him right now. Even as I'm talking, I need you to seek the Father concerning you and your situations, your dilemmas. I need you to seek him, but I also need you to change your mindset right now. I gave a prophetic word at our church on Sunday, and the Lord had said for me to tell the people, he said, you can ask for a miracle. You can ask me for a miracle, but a miracle only comes when your mindset has changed from the position of where you're at right now in order to receive this miracle. Many people want miracles, but they ain't changed their mindset that they can believe God to receive that miracle. Why? Because they start looking at their situation. They start looking at how much money they got in the bank. They start looking at the failures that they've had in life. But God says, no, change your mindset about what you've been through or what you've done so that now I can do the impossible. Oh, my goodness. I think I'm talking to myself on this line here. Amen. God says, I want to do the impossible in your life, but in order for me to do that, your mindset has got to be changed. Woo, good God Almighty. He said in his word, I can't do nothing without the mind. Am I coming through there, Pastor E? I can't do nothing without your mind. Your mind is all over the place instead of on the things of God and what God can do for you. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. But I want to talk to you today about a lady who changed her mindset. She said, look here, I got to get out of this situation, out of my circumstances, out of this predicament that other folk have put me in and I have maybe put myself in. I got to change this atmosphere. I need my Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you right now that my atmosphere is changing right now because my mindset has changed from what I used to be thinking to now thinking on the things of you, Father. I thank you right now, God, that I no longer consider myself a failure, but I consider myself a winner. I thank you right now, God, that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world, and I can do all things through you because you're restricting me in the midst of my circumstances and my situation. I thank you right now, God. I thank you right now, God, that I am no longer over in this place, but I am moving to another circumstance, another situation. I'm moving to another dimension. I'm moving to another atmosphere. I'm moving, God, to a new stratosphere. I'm no longer here, stuck here, in this place right here, God, but I'm moving over there, Father. Oh, God, I'm moving just like the children of Israel, God, moved out of Egypt, God. Oh, God, I'm moving from this place. And Father, I thank you right now that because my mindset is changing, I'm moving. I'm moving. Amen, somebody. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. But I want you to go with me real quick here. For those who may have your Bible, I do want to give you some word. For the last couple of weeks, you know, we've been talking about money management on Tuesdays. And then last week I said, okay, we're going to talk about money management, but I really want to talk about this word. And then once I do this word, we can go ahead and then go and also talk about your finances. Because there's a lot of people in the body of Christ that are broke. Broke. We're some broke people believing in a rich God. And then we can't even believe past our own circumstances. Amen. But we'll talk about that in a few. Amen. But I want you to turn with me. And I believe this is in the book of Mark. Glory be to God. Go to Mark, the fifth chapter. I'm going to give you a little minute. Amen. You know, Mark is right before Matthew's. Amen. And right before Luke. So it's in the middle of Matthew's and Luke. Amen. So go with me to Mark, the fifth chapter. I want to talk to you all about this woman. Amen. The woman who had an issue. Amen. There are a lot of us who are on this line right now. We got some issues. Amen. The Bible says that she had an issue with her blood. But I want to go a little bit even deeper just to say we got some issues going on in our bodies. We got some issues with the way we think. We got some issues with our family members. We got some issues with our children. We got issues with our neighbors. We got issues with the bank teller because they said I got insufficient funds in my bank, so now I got a problem with the bank. I got some issues. I got issues with the church. Amen. We got issues going on. And the Bible was talking about here this woman is who had some issues because she was bleeding. Amen. It's amazing to me that I may be bleeding with my issues, but there's nobody that I can tell them my blood type. Oh, come on, talk to me up in here. Amen. Why? Because nobody wants to sit down and figure things out with me, but they want to talk about me. They want to spread my business all across California, all across Chicago, all across Atlanta. You can't tell nobody anything because when you tell them something, it goes in their ear and right out the other. Nobody wants to be concerned about the issues that I'm going through, but I'm coming to tell somebody today that there is somebody concerned about you, and his name is Jesus. Oh, my God, glory. Somebody just need to clap their hands on that one, that God is concerned about your issues. And he told me to tell you today, that despite what your issues may be, what they may seem like, where you may be going with your issues, he is the only one. He is the only one that is in control. He is the only one that you can talk to. He is the only one that you can bring your issues to. Quit telling people about your issues who are not concerned nor care about you. Oh, by God, glory. Quit telling people how you feel. Quit telling people what you're going through when they don't even know and understand how the measurements of what they can give you in order to bring you out of your situation. You need to get in control with somebody. You need to tell somebody who really understands and who been through your issues with you. Ooh, good God Almighty. Thank you, God. I feel this thing, Pastor E. I feel this thing right now. I hope and pray my voice don't leave me, because this pollen count here in Georgia is really high, and it has got my voice all messed up, but to God be the glory, I'm still pressing on. Hallelujah. In the Bible, in Mark the 5th chapter, the 25th verse, the Bible says, and a woman who had an issue of blood for 12 years. That means she's been going through some things for 12 years, and because of her issues, it has got her in a predicament. It got her in a situation that she don't know how to get out of. Oh, come on, talk to me up in here. There are some of you who are on the line, you got some issues, and you don't know how to get out of them. You don't know what to do right now. You don't know who to turn to right now. It seems the more you tell people what's going on, the stronger the issues get in your life. And I found out one thing, that some people who just don't understand what I'm going through. They may say, girl, I got you. They may say, brother, I understand. But they don't really understand, because they're not inside of the issues with me. I need about five people to say, I'm going to join with your prophet and pray for you, because I understand that your issues are a little bit deeper. And in this measurement, you have got to put on the whole armor of God to withstand the fiery darts of the devil when you're going through your issues. There are some issues right now that are trying to take me out and take you out. But to God be the glory, I'm surpassing my issues. I'm telling God all about what's going on inside of me and what I'm dealing with. And I'm saying, Father, help me right now with my issues. Woo, my God from glory. So we're talking about, what is your issue today? What is it that you may be going through that you feel as if people have left you alone because of your circumstances? What is it today that is troubling you right now that you don't know who to turn to nor who to talk to? Who can understand my issue? Nobody but God, Pastor E. Nobody but God can understand what I'm going through. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. So the Bible says she had an issue with her blood, and she had it for 12 years. And I believe that there's some people that have been going through longer than 12 years, because your issues have got you in a situation. You got some issues with your husband. You got some issues with your wife. You got some issues that is taking you through for over 12 years. And then the Bible goes on to say, and had suffered many things of many physicians. Now watch that. You have suffered many things from many people. Why? Because they didn't know what blood type you had. What are you saying? What are you saying, prophet? They didn't understand your condition. You know how a doctor, he may be a doctor, right? But his certificate or his diploma when he graduated and he got the doctor's degree. Now, in his office, it says practicing medicine. Oh, my goodness. Amen. He is practicing something because he don't know it all. So he's practicing the medical field. But you can't practice on me. Amen. You got to know what I'm going through and to understand my problem. See, when a doctor diagnoses you, it's actually he's practicing in the medical field of your situation, which means he don't really actually know. He don't know how to prescribe the medicine that you may need for your dilemma. Oh, my God, I feel this thing right now. Amen. There are many people that we've told our issues to, but could not prescribe the right diagnosis or the medicine that I need. Oh, my God, glory. I gotta walk with this thing, Pastor E. I gotta walk with it. Amen. It's like the pharmaceutical industry. They sit down and they make prescriptions of drugs and they do tests on people to see what this medication would do for them in this situation. If they got a mind problem, they go through the lab and they diagnose what it may do on certain animals because it's a practice to them. But I need somebody to actually know what I'm going through to prescribe me the right medication that I may need. Don't give me a false hope. Don't give me something that is not needed for my body because my body is going to react differently because of what you gave me. You got to go a little bit deeper right now, people of God. Hallelujah. So the Bible says that she suffered many things from many physicians, which means she went from this doctor to that doctor to this doctor to that doctor and never could get any help for her issues. Oh, my goodness. I'm not going to stay long on here. I know somebody want me to keep, they probably keep going on here because you're talking about something that is actually going on. We got issues, people of God, and we've told the wrong people about our issues. We told people that we thought might be been able to help us, but because of the issues that they were going through, they could not help us because they was more concerned about them too. They're more concerned about their issues and who can they tell about their problem. And I believe this, that you need to hook up with somebody who's already been delivered from their issues. Amen. Don't hook up with somebody who got the same problems you got. Hook up with somebody who's already been delivered from their problems that can assist you while you're going through your issues. Oh, my goodness. I know I ain't going to get through with this one. Amen. Because this is something that needs to be talked about in the body of Christ. The church got issues. The church has issues and is dealing with a bunch of people with issues, but don't even know how to properly diagnose what I'm going through because the church is going through some issues. You got pastors who are over the pulpit of what, oh my God, don't get me started, that got issues. And when they preach over the pulpit the issues of their life. Amen. God wants to do a delivering, amen, through the body and with us as believers so that our issues will not be a hindrance to his promise. Let me say that one again. Amen. God wants us to get delivered from the issues, so he don't want the issues to be a dilemma or keep us from the promises of God. Woo! Good God Almighty. I'm telling you, people, God, don't allow your issues to be a stumbling block to the promises that God got for you. What am I saying? Don't concentrate so much on your issues when you should be thinking on the things of God. Don't you know that God can take your issues, move them out the way, and still bless you? Yes, that's the type of God I serve. I'll tell you, that's the type of God I serve. Amen. He knows how to do it, when to do it, which way to do it. Glory be to God, because he understands me. He understands me. He understands everything about you. And this is the reason why he wants us to come to him with our issues. He wants us to talk to him about what's going on with you. Amen. Reach for him. Reach for the Father. I need somebody to say right now, Father, help me with my issues. Help me talk to you even the more about what I'm dealing with and what I'm going through. Father, don't you see what I'm going through? Don't you see how this man just abused me? Don't you see how this job just took advantage of me and gave me a pink slip and told me to get on about my business? Don't you see, God, that I don't have enough money to do this? Help me with my issues, God, please. And you got to be sincere about it. Don't get emotional, but be sincere and tell God about your issues. Amen. So the Bible goes on, and I might not be able to finish this because I didn't want to do so much of this and not allow us to actually talk. Glory be to God, and get prayed for. There's somebody, I'm telling you, there's somebody today that we might not even know about that may be listening on this line and said, I almost took my life because of my issues. Amen. I want to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, clear my mind, say, God, I plead Hebrews 9 and 14, how much shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge my conscience, God, from dead work to serve the living God. Purge my mindset, God, from trying to take my life to give you my life, God. Oh, God, help me, Jesus. Purge me, God, because of what I'm going through in my issues, Father, that I don't allow my issues to take me under, God, but I need you, Jesus. Woo! Hey, my God, glory. Thank you. There's somebody that's listening through the airwaves and the frequencies. I'm talking to you. God wants more for you than you want for yourself. Don't allow your issues to blanket you, to cover you, and to keep you from what God got for you. Amen. Pastor, y'all might not be able to finish this today. I'm telling you, I feel a shifting in the atmosphere. I feel something going on in the body of somebody today. Glory be to God. I feel something going on in somebody's mindset right now. Look here, I might have been defeated on yesterday, but because of what the prophet is saying, I am free right now from my issues. And I ain't telling nobody from this day forward what's going on. I'm going to speak to somebody who understands what's going on. I'm just not going to be frivolously telling people my problems, but I'm taking my issues to God. Lord, deliver me. Lord, help me right now. Lord, please put me in a position with right people in right standing, God, who will sit there and listen to me as I talk to them about my issue. And then, God, allow them to give me the proper medication I need. And that's your word, Father. And let them allow me to vent. But then, God, let the medication of the word of God come through and begin to work on my issues. Oh, Heavenly Father, we give you praise. Heavenly Father, we give you glory. Heavenly Father, we thank you even right now that the people on the line that are listening, their issues will no longer be a stumbling block for the promise that you got for them. And we thank you and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Somebody just need to clap their hands behind that one. Amen. But this woman here with the issue of blood, I'm going to tell you something, people of God. This woman here, I believe she was going through a lot mentally, physically, emotionally. Amen. See, if you do some studying on her, because she had a flow of blood constantly coming through her, the Bible, or not the Bible, but just studying her issue, people called her an unclean vessel. She couldn't be around people. She had to stay in a condition and not tell many people what's going on, but guess what? There were a lot of people who knew her situation. She couldn't go outside when she was having the flow of blood come through her. Nobody wanted to hook up with her. No friends wanted to get with her. Amen. When she was dealing with an unclean issue, which kept her from people. I'm going to tell you something, people of God. Don't allow your issues to keep you from the right people. Let me say that one again. That was powerful. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Don't you allow your issues to keep you from the right people. Now, I'm going to explain this to you a little bit deeper here. Wrong people are assigned to your issues that you're going through. Oh, my God, my God. Listen to me. The wrong people are assigned to the issues that you're going through because they don't know how to give you the right words to set you back on right street. All they can do is continue with your issues, with what you're going through. They're the pillow for your issues, if you will. They are a pillow for your issues, which means you're laying your head upon the pillow and your pillow begins to talk to them, but guess what? They allow you to keep laying there, mumbling and grumbling about your issues. But the right person will put you on straight street and say, listen, baby, we ain't talking about this today. We got to give this to God. They're going to pray with you. They're going to make sure that they give you the thing that you need to keep you moving forward in life. Be careful of who you tell the wrong person your issues to. And you'll see them, I'm telling you. They'll be concerned for a moment, but then they'll gather the information and continue to keep you going through your issues. But the right person will begin to tell you, brother, look, let me tell you something. I know you're going through something in life, but guess what? If this is not the ending place for you, move from this position so that somebody can properly help you with your issues. Woo! I know I'm saying a mouthful right now. Amen. But I'm trying to give you the right information because I'm the right person. Hallelujah. I've talked to several people when they were going through a place in their mindset that they wanted to commit suicide. But God had me assigned to them to bring them out of their mindset and put them back on straight street because they had to understand that you can't take your life when God is giving you life. You can't take something that is so precious to God because you feel the way you feel. You need to move from the position that you're in and give your life over to a God who understands what you're going through. Oh, my God, I feel this thing. Pastor E, it's time for us to pray for people. I feel this in my spirit. As some people will say, I feel this in my shando. If you need prayer right now, you need to press number one and come on in the prophet's closet because the closet door is open right now. Oh, my God, I feel this one. No, Rabbi, you need to come into the closet with me right now and let me begin to deal with the issue that is trying to keep you from the promises of God. Let me tell you issues that they got to let you go. They can no longer be a lasso around your body that can no longer be a stumbling block for your pathway to destiny. Your issues have got to let you go. Because God said your issues are no longer an issue. Woo! All right, Pastor E. Let's open up the line. It's time for us to talk to somebody on the line today. It's time for us to minister to somebody about your issue. Oh, my God. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Father.
Amen. Amen. The lines are open. Dial one and come into the prophet's closet. He's on fire. The Lord is speaking, and you can pray right now. Any need you have, come on, dial one and get in with the prophet right now. Eric Cole, 414, last 42563. You're live with the prophet.
Good evening, Pastor E. Good evening, Prophet. This is Pastor V. How y'all doing?
What's up, Pastor V?
God bless you.
You know, I had to get in on this one. I was like, you know what? He's speaking to me. Just from the things that I'm going through, and it's interesting because I started a book today called Leader with a Limp, and that's helping you face the issues in your life and being real with yourself. Like you said, you're preaching over to people with these things and that you're going through. And the one thing that you can't let people do is you can't let people tell you that you're in remission, because they don't want to accept that you have been healed. When you know that you've been healed, when you know you've been delivered, and when you know you've been set free, don't let nobody tell me, well, that's just for now. But, you know, you just got to, you know, just like a doctor tell you, well, you cancer free now, but, you know, we just going to keep on monitoring it and seeing it. No, I'm healed. I'm delivered. I'm set free. There is no remission. You're not going to put me in fear that this thing is going to come back upon you. And that's what happens, is that sometimes you're living in fear from crisis to crisis and thinking that that thing is going to manifest itself again. And then all of a sudden you put your own stuff back in it. You bring it back upon your own self by living in fear that you just think that it's in remission instead of accepting the delivering. So I'm here for prayer. I didn't want to just give no word, but I also want to give a prayer because I have really been going through it. The first line in that book that said, if you're a leader, you're going to be under attack. And as much as I know that, and as much as I have taught that, and as much as I've preached that, but when the season was time to change and the season was time to come, I came up under a worse attack that I've never been under before in my life, and that's the attack of my emotions. See, I can deal with health. I've been through health for the last 8-9 years. See, I can deal with health, so you can't tell me nothing else about my health. I know I got that. So you can't deal with me on, you know what I'm saying, on certain other things. But when it comes to the emotion, your loyalty, your, you know what I'm saying, the love that you have for people, when you come up under attack, that's a different one. And I can only speak to myself, Prophet, that you have to pray for me, because, see, that makes me cross back on the other side of that line real quick. And I can show you better than I can tell you when you're dealing with my emotion. But, see, I got to be a leader. I got to be a woman of God. I have to be an example. I can't allow that issue. And I can't allow your issue to take me someplace. Like you said, God is trying to bless me. So I got to stay up under his covering. I got to stay up under his anointing in order to get this blessing that he's trying to get to me. Y'all just in my way trying to mess up my blessing, and I'm not going to do it this time.
Amen. So, amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you right now. Oka, Roshebe, my God, glory. We thank you now, God, that there are no more people, God, dealing with my emotions and messing with my emotions, God. Father, I thank you right now that even when they come into the room, God, that I will already be spiritually detecting what is going on in the atmosphere, that there will no longer, God, be a person or people, God, to mess or hinder my emotions, Father. Lord, I ask right now that you grab my emotions and bring them under control now, God, because I don't want the other side of me, God, to come out, God. I'm trying to keep him or her buried now, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you right now, God, that I'm no longer walking in my past, but I'm walking in my future, God, and I'm not going to allow anybody to remind me of what I used to be, God, because I am a new creature, Father, and all things are passed away, and behold, all things become new, God. Now, new me, Father, in my situation, that don't longer let my emotions grab me, God, that I am so thankful that I'm overcomer by the blood of the Lamb, and my emotions no longer can get the best of me. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, when they come into my provision, Father, that I'll be able to detect the problems that they're bringing to me, Father, and that I'll be able to judge them rightly, Father, and righteously. And God, I thank you now. That's
thank
there'll be no more joking around with my emotions. There'll be no more joking, playing with my emotions. There'll be no more homie the clowns, God, messing around with my emotions. Because, Father, I thank you now that you're bringing all things into remission, Father. Oh, God. My God, glory. I thank you that I am delivered from the attack of my emotions in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Glory.
Amen.
Oh, y'all got
thank
glory.
You.
They stand me up, Pastor E. Stand me up.
Bless you, Pastor V.
Bless you, man.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on, anybody else, get in the call. Go ahead and dial one and come into the prophet's closet.
Thank you.
Amen. Don't everybody rush at once. I see y'all out there, too.
Thank you, God.
We ain't going to bust them tonight, though. You know I will throw you guys under the bus. Minister Charlene, good evening, woman of God. Welcome into the prophet's closet.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Pastor A, prophet, Lord Jesus, Lord God, have mercy. Thank you for the message tonight. I thank you for what you were bringing out, even though it's the Man Up movement. The prophet's closet, so amen. Prophet Dwayne, I thank God for you. I thank God for the fire that's coming out. I thank you, even to touch and agree with Sister Valores. You know, I just believe in my spirit. God is about to manifest some things, and it's just the enemy that's trying to, you know, disturb emotions, trying to disturb the faith to believe that God is going to do what God said he's going to do. He's preparing our hearts so that we can be ready when he begins to manifest it. And I like how you said, be careful who you talk to, be careful who you share with, because, you know, I have been, again, praying against those, praying against my prayers. You know how you don't know who it is, but I pray against those that are evil, that are praying against the body of Christ. You know, they have no more power more than God. But I said, Lord, I bind it up, and I pray against whatever's praying against the manifestation, because really, whatever God has declared, that shall be so. So I'm just so humbled by that, what you said tonight, because it's like, Lord, help me to get out of my emotions of feeling how God is going to do it and when God's going to do it. And, you know, that I'm not being distracted by things that I see and, you know, in the process from faith to manifestation. God is going to do it. God is going to do some things. We've always said God's going to do it, but God is going to do some things, and we're just so close, because you got to think about it. The distractions, the hellish distractions, I have to say that because I'm not, you know what I'm saying, they try to, it's like when God wants to bring destiny manifestation, the enemy tries to bring counterfeit. He tries to bring deception. He tries to discourage. But I'm so humble, because not everybody can you know, speak to you in your life like that. When God is, when you're in a tender place, you're in a precious place where you're not trying to hear what you want to hear. You need to hear what God wants you to hear. You need to hear what God wants you to. You need to see what God wants you to see. You need to, you know, receive even in the humility of it all, because God hasn't forgot about you. God understands.
Yeah.
So I want you to pray for me too. I want you to pray for me too, because, you know, when as far as, and I'm just gonna put it out there, being a single saint, you know, I'm not mad at men. I'm not mad at no brothers. I know that the devil is a liar, but I'm humbling myself to hear this preaching tonight, this teaching tonight, and receive some prayer tonight. So, amen. Please pray for me, Prophet Dwayne. Amen.
So we thank you. We give you praise, God, for what you're getting ready to do in the woman of God's life. We thank you right now, God, that the attack from the enemy would no longer, God, bring her under, Father. But she's going to continue to keep moving towards glory. And, Father, I thank you. My God, that was something in that right there when I said that, woman of God. You're going to keep moving in glory. Oh, good God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God, glory. I'm telling you, I don't know why, but I'm telling you, that right there just set me on fire when I said you're getting ready to continue to keep moving towards glory. Amen. See, when the glory cloud comes, amen, there's not too many people who can withstand into the glory. Amen. Because they allow their problems to push them out of the glory. Glory. But I need you to continue to move towards the glory. The glory of God is getting ready to shake the very foundation of where you at right now. Glory be to God. And everything that has tried to hinder you won't hinder you because you are walking in glory. Glory be to God. It's going to shed so much of a light on everybody who got problems and got issues because you're so much in the glory that it won't even affect you of what they're going through. Does that make sense? But God, the glory is getting ready to come into your room and overtake everything that you've been going through, everything that you might have suffered. The glory is going to replenish.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Oh, God, I thank you right now, God, that the hurt, Father God, from a past, God, will no longer keep her stagnant, Father. I thank you right now, God. Oh, Father, I thank you. I give you the praise, honor, and glory, God, for where you're getting ready to take her, God. I thank you right now that her mindset has already been moved, Father, from where she used to be, God. I thank you that she's no longer at a place called here, but she's moving over there, God. Oh, God. Over there is where the peace of God is at. Over there is where the glory of God is at. Over there is where tranquility is at, God. I thank you right now that the blessings of you, God, are over there.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
And as you were trying to get the children of Egypt out of a place, God, you were trying to take them to a place over there where they could be free in their mindset and be free to be who you called them to be, God. And I thank you right now. And I come against every word that is spoken against you, woman of God, that said that you cannot preach in their pulpit. Oh, good God Almighty. And I thank you right now, God, for you and Pastor V, that God will begin to make ways for you like no, oh, my God, every woman of God on the line. I thank you right now, God, for the assignment that they are on, God, that even though men has stagnated it, God, but the promise is still yea and nay, Father. And I thank you for how you're going to take every woman on the line, God, that you're going to set them up, Father God, to give them speaking engagements right now, Father, that you're going to put them in a place, God, that they can not just speak to women, God, but they can speak to the man too, Father. And I thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That hallelujah. You're getting ready to do it.
Oh, God. Glory to your name, oh, God.
I thank you hallelujah. That you're getting ready to do it. Hallelujah. Because they got something to say, God. They got something to speak and bring to the nations, Father. Allow their voices to be heard in this season. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
No longer shall your voice be shut, but they shall hear what the Lord is saying through every woman and every vessel upon the line. You won't just be segregated to a group of people, but God is going to launch you to the nations.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Ah. Oh, my God, Pastor E, I feel this thing. Oh, Rabba Neo Sherebehi. Krush Tatalabanda Darboho Shaba. Father, thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And woman of God, I keep seeing this word that's over you. I keep seeing a word that has been over you. It's called abuse. And I come against the abuse spirit right now in the name of Jesus. I come against it right now. Eto Rabba Shataba. I come against the abuse spirit that has tried to be assigned to your life to always keep you in an abuse state of mind. But the devil is a liar.
Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus.
But the devil is a liar.
Oh, God. Hallelujah.
Not my God, glory. Thank
Jesus,
you.
Jesus, 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 Jesus.
No longer shall you be taken advantage of. No longer.
No more
shall you be an abuse factor. No longer in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Minister Charlene. Prophetess Lisa, welcome to the Prophet's Closet.
Amen. Amen. Hello, Pastor. Hey, Prophet, man of God. I just want to tell you that was an on-time word on tonight. Amen. I can't really say too much on thing. I can say that needed to be preached more in the body of Christ. Like you said, people have issues right in the body of Christ, and nobody's identified. Nobody's dealing with the issues from the people of God. They're coming in there, going back home, the same issues. So, Prophet, I tell you, man of God, that was an awesome word. I listened to you on my way home on Tuesday night, and you always blesses me. You always have an end time word for the people. So I just thank you for the word of God, Prophet, and continue to keep me in your prayers, because I am definitely a kingdom woman of God, and I'm definitely, God has opened up so many doors for me. As you were praying for the other minister, I said, thank God that's for me, because God has really this year open many doors for me to go in and preach the gospel. The Bible said, your gifts will make room for you. I'm a very humble woman of God. I stay before God in prayer. So I just thank you for the word. Keep me in your prayers and bless you. I love you. And Pastor E, God bless you.
Amen. Love you too, woman of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you right now, God, for where you're getting ready to take this woman of God to. I thank you right now for the whirlwind that she's in right now, God. Oh, by God, glory, I thank you. I thank you for the wind that is following her, God. I thank you right now, God, that the whirlwind, God, is rooting up every evil spirit, God. Everything that is bothering women and men on today, God, that is being taken in the whirlwind, God, and being just driven right out of the people, God. I thank you. Oh, God, I heard that one right now. I need five people right now just to stand in the wind. Allow the wind to now take every problem and every situation a part of your life right now. See, when a wind goes into a direction, it goes and moves everything up out of the place of where it used to be. And Father, I thank you right now that the wind is moving, God. Oh, God, I thank you that the wind is driving the enemy to another place, Father. I thank you right now that the problems that I'm dealing with right now, God, that the wind is carrying the problems away now in the name of Jesus. I thank you that the sickness that I've been dealing with in the body, Father, that the wind is driving it away out, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for the wind. We bless you for the wind. The Holy Ghost deals in the wind, and we give you the praise, honor, and glory. For the wind.
Thank you, God.
We thank you for the wind, the breath of life. Oh, God, blow upon us right now, Father. Your wind.
In the name of Jesus.
Your breath, Father.
Yes, God.
That everything that we've been dealing with, Father God, has driven away because
thank
of the wind.
Yes,
as we
God.
Give you the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, amen. Glory. Stay in the wind, woman of God. Stay in the wind. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Paul.
I'm telling you, when you walk in places, I'm telling you, I see you right now walking in places, and every time you're walking, the wind is just blowing stuff out the way. Amen. People who are dealing with issues, amen, the wind is gathering their issues and taking it from them. As you continue to keep walking in the things of God, you're going to see a greater change in the people who are around you. Amen. Don't be connected to people who got a ball and chains around their ankles because they don't want to move. You need to have people who are free to move in God's spirit. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. I come in agreement with you 100%. Thank you so much.
Amen. Glory.
Amen. Bless you, prophetess.
Bless
come
you.
On, we got a couple more minutes. Anybody else come on and dial one, get into the conversation. Come on in the prophet's closet, man. You on fire tonight. Did I ignite something in you last night, bruh? Fire chilling in your bones.
Man, I just feel good about what God is getting ready to do for his people.
And I'm just excited. I'm tired of the devil, man. I'm tired of him messing with God's people, messing with the mindsets of God's people, telling people that you, just because of your issues, you are not going to go no further than where your issues got you. The devil is a liar.
He is.
I'm not going to allow my circumstances, my issues, to keep me in a stagnant position. He's a liar. I'm greater than this. I'm greater than this. You do you understand what I'm saying, Pastor E? I am greater than this right here. I'm greater than this.
I will not be defeated.
Amen.
I'm not going backwards.
I am not going to be defeated.
I will not give up. I will not quit.
Amen.
I won't even compromise, bro.
No, sir. No, sir.
Remember, I was sharing last night as we believe together, now we can agree together. And the Bible says anything we ask on this earth concerning anything, our Father who's in heaven to give it to us. We just got to ask together and believe together. So I'm believing every word you spoke tonight is resonating in each listener, live listeners, archive listeners, people that didn't even know why they were on this radio broadcast tonight that are hearing the word that you deposited are now healed and free in the name of Jesus. And for your efforts and for your diligence to speak the word of truth that God is working with you on and sharing with us freely, God is about to just fill your storehouse. He's about to give you that thing you are really, really praying for. I know what it is. That thing you really pressing for and believing for, God is about to release that and to give you the keys to the door.
Glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Believe that.
Thank you.
Believe that.
Yes, I receive that. Yes,
I'm in the fivefold prophetic tonight. You know, I operate in whatever arena God wants me to be. I'm going to be a little prophetic for you tonight. Let you know the key to the door is on its way.
Amen.
And you invite me to the housewarming. And you are inviting me all the way to Atlanta, Georgia for the housewarming.
Amen. Amen.
Well, I know you won't be in Atlanta. You're going to be out there in the suburbs somewhere. God ain't got you somewhere out there in the suburbs. You ain't going to be in the city, but I'm coming.
Glory.
That fifth room.
You're more than welcome to come.
That's the prophet's room. I'm going to go up. I'm sleeping in the prophet's room. Hey.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, man. Yes, sir. Bless you, man of God. Bless you, man of God. Anybody else on the line? We'll take a few more minutes. I know it's one person. I feel it in my spirit out there that needs to release something with the prophet tonight and let the prayer of agreement go forward that you can truly be free. Don't hesitate. Don't let that finger or that thought in the mind say, don't dial one. Look, we are just like you. We nobody special, but we're here for you. And we want to be effective in how we relate with one another. So let's do this thing. Dial one. Prophet, it seemed like that's the last call and we're not going to continue to push. But I want to give you that back to Mike. Let you close us out. Give us that remnant word to go forward on, man, and pray us out of here, man. And we bless you, bro.
Amen. Bless you too. And I'm gonna talk about this again. You know, and I really wanted to go into the moment of the. I mean, move. I can't even say it right, man. I'm telling you because the Spirit of God is so heavy on me. But I wanted to talk about our money issues, but that's for another segment. God wants to deal with each and every one of us.
We can use the first and third for money. Man up. We can use money management because brothers need some money management.
Amen.
So me and Pastor Dwayne can partner next Tuesday for money management. No,
amen.
Money Matters. We used to have a show here called Money Matters on Man Up.
Money Matters. Yeah, money matters.
We'll talk offline and make that happen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But I want to project to the people of God right now.
Do that.
I want you to listen to this. I want you to listen to what she said, what this woman of God said, even in the midst of her having her issues. She was confined to a house whenever she had an issue. She couldn't go outside. So you got to realize there are three things that she was dealing with. She was dealing with the spirit of rejection because of her issues. She was dealing with the spirit of isolation, and then she was dealing with the spirit of shame. There are a lot of women and men of God who deal with the spirit of rejection, who deal with the spirit of isolation, and who deal with the spirit of shame. This is what the enemy has placed on the people of God to lock you down. So she's dealing with these three issues, these three spirits that is trying to prohibit her from getting to a place where God wants her to get to. But she had to come and make a decision. And guess what? In order for any one of us to get past our issues, we got to make a decision to say that I am not my issue. I'm not my issue. Amen. So you got to make a rational decision, which means that your mind has got to move from the place of where right now to a place greater than this. Amen. So she had made a decision where she said this, Pastor E. She says, for she said, if I touch but his garment. Okay, how does she get to this place right here? She says, look here, I know my circumstance, I know my issue, but I'm not going to allow my issue from keeping me from touching him. There are many of us who have allowed our issues to keep us from touching God because we say, God, you don't understand my issue. God, these people are putting me in a place where I don't want to be because if I get back to this place, I might not make it to where you want me to be, Father. And I'm telling you, we can no longer allow people to mess with our emotions. We can no longer allow people to mess with our anointings. I'm going to say that one again. We can't let a people mess with our anointing. My anointing is not just for them, but it's for me because I needed to keep going on and on and on. But she made a rational decision and says, look here, I'm moving from this place right here because I know if I stay here, he cannot heal me from my issue. Oh, my God. See, what am I saying? She kept moving. Even in the midst of her issue, she moved. See, some of y'all got to move from your position. The position of where you at, your issue knows your position. But you got to tell your issue, my position is changing because my mindset is no longer here. I'm no longer here. I know I'm dropping some stuff. I tell you, the Holy Spirit dropping some stuff tonight. Amen. Y'all got me like the Energizer Bunny. Glory be to God. But she says, I'm not going to allow what I'm going through to keep me right here. This woman of God left the place of where she was at to get to where God was. So she had to move. She moved out of her house. She said, I can't stay in these four walls. I got to get out of here because I got to get to where Jesus is at. So she left the place of where she was at. She wasn't concerned about people stoning her. She probably put all kind of stuff on so people couldn't even recognize her. But she had to move. Amen. But she said this. She said, if I could just but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. I want to tell you today, you could be made whole because you are not going to allow your issues to keep you from touching God. You're not going to allow your issues to stop you from getting into the face of Jesus. The Bible says that he's a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. And you have got to seek him greater now than the past. You got to let him know, God, please be concerned about what's going on with me. And he is. He is concerned. But don't allow your issues to not come to the Father. Don't allow what you're going through to not touch the Father. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you right now as we come back and do a part two to my issues, Lord, that you will give me more revelation to give to the people of God right now, that you will allow them, Father, not to be stuck in their circumstances or in their situation, but, Lord, unstick them right now, unstuck the mindset right now in the name of Jesus. Don't allow the stuck mind, Father God, to be upon the people any longer from this day forward. And Father, we thank you. We give you praise and we give you honor in Jesus' mighty name. And if you agree with that today, I need everybody to say amen. I agree with the prophet. So y'all be blessed. Y'all stay encouraged and know that God is getting ready to bring you out of your issues. Closet. The door is getting ready to close, and we're getting ready to reopen it on next Tuesday, on Man Up Tuesday with Pastor E and Pastor Dwayne Collins. And then we're going to come back the fourth Tuesday, and we're going to talk about the issues. Amen. Y'all be blessed. Y'all keep me in prayer. Keep praying for my family and me. Well, we out of this. We out of the issues. Amen. Y'all be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Been asking, saying that they want more. Well, here it is. I'm gonna give you all of me, not just one part, but all of me. I mean, we did a whole lot in a short time. I mean, we're going on 4 years, and here we are. And all I ask that you accept me for being me.
I am justified.
Well, I'm sitting writing rhyme like I'm quoting scripture. Cause I'm an artist, don't mean it's always a perfect picture. I know some would like me to portray that I'm the perfect Christian, but I can't even lie, at times I really feel filthy. And when I do a little dirt, I really feel guilty. I just wanna make a difference, surely I'm witty. And when they make me feel low, I know that you're with me. And when my soul cries out, I know that you hit me. I just wanna die a legend, leave you with memories. And now it's time for me to reach it to my full potential. I got little kids that's quoting the words to my lyrics. And how could I tell them to play it safe in the world we live in? I just want them to be great in this world we live in. Look, every day and every way we taking some chances. And I refuse to live my life in fear and take for granted. But I see a pot of gold and I'm about to grab it. Situations come and go, still I can manage. And I know it get hard sometimes when you on your grind and the sun don't shine. But like a caterpillar to a butterfly, I evolved on time, right on time. Yeah, yeah, right on time.
Keep on pushing. They wouldn't understand it if they could. Just know that you're special to me, yeah. Know that you gon' always shine as long as you stay on your ground.
They say I see you praying for them people in the club. Yeah, that's true. Jesus died for them too. Many some can't understand me, so they can't see. With your eye, that's why I'm giving you all of me. And I ain't gotta hide no more and give them part of me. Cause at the end of the day, you are all that I need. And if they leave me now, they was never down with me. Watch how you treating God's child when you talk to me. I ain't no robot, I'm a real human being. With a heart for the Lord and a music dream. So I'm marching forward like a plan in your band. Knowing every sound I make, you can understand. You never coming out my hand like a wedding band. You never coming out my hand like a wedding band. And if I had a chance, I would do it all again. And I wouldn't change a thing, cause it's in your hand. It's a new generation that can understand me. And they relate to this pain that we daily facing. They say the truth will set you free. Lord, I've been redeemed. So here it is on the table so the world can see. Yeah, yeah, this is all of me. Here it is on the table so the world can see. This is all of me. Yeah, yeah,
keep
this is all of me.
Pushing. They wouldn't understand it if they could. Just know that you're special to me, yeah. Know that you're gonna always shine as long as you stay on your ground. Gonna always shine as long as you stay on your ground. Pushing.